Hello, this is the Magical Awesome Podcast.
The magical crew of magic, awesomeness, and survival hacks.
Listen to this because it's magically awesome.
So, welcome to those survival hacks you heard in the title. Before we start, you to listen to a commercial. Yay. So, this mac and cheese is like no other. There's no cheese, it's peanut butter. It's the new and improved peanut butter fun cooked pasta noodles that are weird and crunchy called 111111 mac and peanut butter. Wyatt did it. Okay, so now we will start on our survival hacks. So this is what you need to know. First off, warning. You might want to hold on to your socks, hats, and small children, because this is about to go down. Here we have all those do's, don'ts, and survival hacks. But really, you will need this to survive, so listen to this, because it's magically awesome. Now, please rest a moment to sip our coffee. Now you have to sip your coffee. Wait, Avery, why is this coffee?
You hate coffee, remember?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Okay, carry on, then.
You forgot about me. Where is my coffee?
Oh, here. Whatever. Bye. So, you have lots of do's and lots of don'ts. But I'm probably only going to tell you six because I don't know. So, first off, you have to annotate your face the wrath of Miss Mathai. Or me. Maybe I'll hit you with a pencil. I'm not sure. Two. Miss Mathai's class isn't a democracy. Three, always have the basics. Six books, 17 pencils, peanut butter with uncooked pasta noodles that are weird and crunchy. Call blah, blah, blah. I don't care. So finish all your homework the day or the day after you get it. If you forget to do it, you'll be executed.
No. You don't have to worry about being executed. Perfectly fine and alive. Just with $200 less character cash.
Yeah, thanks for making it less fun, Avery. So, now we have the last two, because I didn't put them in before, because I didn't feel like it. So, fifthly, I don't know if that's a word. Fifthly, don't stab your friends with your pencils. It might make them not your friend anymore. Also, don't fall asleep, because somebody will smack you in the face with a pencil. Or a book. That's me. I will smack you in the face. Sorry, Wyatt. Yeah, I'll do it. So, now we have some don'ts. This is you don't need to do in fifth grade. First off, please do not stab your friends with pencils. It'll really ruin a friendship quickly. Also, don't never have a book. It's a double negative, but I don't care. You must always have a book, so don't never have a book. Yeah, that makes sense, sort of. So, we also have a third don't. The third don't is to do not accidentally drop your computer on the floor face down and break the screen, because it's just a flat out bad idea. So don't do that. So now we have other don'ts that you shouldn't do. First off, don't yell at a teacher. That's just a horrid idea. Second, don't slack off in class, because then you'll get nothing done and you'll never graduate college, and then you'll have to work at McDonald's the rest of your life.
And you'll live in a dumpster.
You'll live in a dumpster? I mean, you might.
I do.
Quiet. Okay. So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. I forgot what I was saying. But I remember what I'm saying. So, hang on. I need to drink my coffee.
Slurp.
Coffee.
Hi. My name is Wyatt, and being yourself is awesomeness. Always be yourself no matter what.
Stop it, Wyatt. You're being cheesy.
Sorry.
Like cheese. You better be, or else.
You're kidding, right?
Yeah, let's go with that. I'm totally kidding. I'm not kidding.
Be yourself just like Peyton did.
Ha ha ha.
Help. Being yourself is awesome, and don't try to be someone else just to get a friend or to be cool. I did that last year, and I got one friend.
And that's why you should always be yourself, so you don't end up like poor Wyatt.
Avery! Sorry, that will not happen again.
Or will it?
Stop!
Hi, welcome to the section of the podcast where we talk about fifth grade teachers and see what they think about their students who need to survive.
We'll also be talking about the fun activities that we do.
Oh yeah, that's it. Is there anything else?
How could you forget, Avery? You wrote this section!
Guys, can we get started now, please?
Okay. So we're going to start talking about highlights of fifth grade. Do you guys have some fun memories you would like to share?
Well, my favorite memory of fifth grade
is,
well, it's not really memory, but it's just making friends in general.
Yeah, that was so fun.
And mine is where I was almost about to fall down the stairs because Nisha stepped on the back of my shoe, but I didn't fall down the stairs and break my face, so it's my favorite. So I didn't break my face.
That's a good memory.
Yeah, it is a good memory.
My favorite memory is probably space. Sorry, Mr. Mathai.
Now we're going to, wait, hang on. What comes next?
Look who's listening when I said we were doing this in the section of the podcast. Next, we interview some fifth grade teachers and see what they think students need to survive.
Oh. We should go interview people now, please!
Okay.
Okay, fine.
Hello there again, and we have a guest, and it's actually our teacher, Ms. Mathai.
Hi, Wyatt. I'm so happy to be on your podcast today. Thanks for having me.
So do you have any tips for the fourth graders going into fifth grade?
Oh, you betcha. I would say my biggest tip is to set challenges and goals for yourself. Definitely try to be a risk taker because that's really how you're going to grow this year and take on personal challenges for yourself. And my last important tip is just really trust me as your teacher. Let me coach you and I think you'll grow really far.
Thank you for that. And two more things are, what was your favorite memory and what do you think we should be afraid of?
All right. Favorite memory. Gosh, my favorite memory right now would probably be when we did our poetry slam. We had some amazing speakers. Like one of our students, Andrew, performed and blew me out of the water.
Oh, yeah, that was phenomenal.
Wasn't that great? He won the whole thing, actually. And then we had a guest speaker, Miriam Solomon, who performed this ridiculously amazing poem about her identity. Awesome. But the other favorite memory I have is when we did our class toast. You actually impressed me, and just the words that you said were just beautiful about, you know, being true to yourself and risk taking. And so I just love hearing how everyone has grown. So as far as your second question, what should you be afraid of? Oh gosh, that's a hard one. Hopefully nothing. I think if you're afraid of hard work though, you're probably going to hate my class. If you're afraid of jokes, you're going to hate my class. If you're afraid of getting up and on stage or just being a risk taker, this is going to be tough for you. But we can change that. It's really about your mindset and staying positive and just trusting your teacher and, you know, taking risks.
Like you want to say, hard work always beats talent.
Absolutely. When talent doesn't work hard.
I forgot that part. Well, thank you for having us today, and bye-bye.
Thank you.
Now, we have to say goodbye at our podcast because we're too awesome to keep doing this.
Yeah, and I need to go back to my dumpster, so I'm not awesome.
Wait, you're a robot?
No,
I live in a dumpster. Yeah, because you're a robot. Oh, my God, why it's a robot? Well, now we're talking about survival hacks, our good memories, an interview, and get into a UFO. And how to be funny and to be yourself. So, I'm going to get out of here before Wyatt the robot, like, eats me or something or takes me to the aliens. So, bye. Make sure
to... I'm magically awesome.
And Wyatt's a robot. And also, thank you to Edward for filling in for Avery.
He's a new Avery.
Yeah, his name's Avery now. He's a good Avery, I guess.
Avery, get over here.